Hello, it's Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How you doing?
I'm good. I apologize. I was on the other line when I saw you calling a few moments ago, but I thought I'd get back to you now.
No, that's okay. Hey, so I've decided I'm not, at this time, I don't want to move forward with it. It's too much for me to take on, and it's just something I don't want to do at this point in time. So I don't want to get too far in this, and I just, you know, I started thinking last night, it's just too much for me to, I mentally can't take on no more right now. So I want to try to see what we got to do to get my money credited back before we get too far into this.
I see. Okay. So let me give you some options. If you recall, Mike, in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions, it does state that the $348 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's just because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, right? If I understand, the client interview hasn't taken place.
No, I don't want to. Nobody's done anything so far. Nobody's done anything. I want my money back. You know, I went on Better Business Bureau. You guys have other stuff where you guys say you're going to list them first. I don't want to get into all that, but we can go ahead and get into all that now. But basically, in the Better Business Bureau, it says you guys don't do what you say. They don't come up first listing. I don't want to do it. You guys haven't done no work for me. I want the money back. I'll call and I'll just cancel the card and dispute it. You know, it's easier if you give it back and maybe we do business later. If not, I call and cancel it. You guys need to refund my money. You haven't done nothing. It hasn't even been 24 hours. I want my money back. I'm not going to go through this where you guys did something for $400. It's not true. Because I'm going to do like these other people. I'm going to go on Better Business Bureau, and I'm going to report you guys. I'm going to do the same thing all these other people did. And there's lots of them on there. I've seen lots of them on there about the same kind of crap. And I'm not, it's not going to happen.
Did you notice on the BBB that Local Splash has an A-plus rating? And did that trigger some curiosity in your mind why that is?
No. Okay, but no? Hey, but so I want the money back. I don't want to get into all that. I want my money back. Okay?
So I need to give you some options, but I want to address one thing, if I may. On the Better Business Bureau, it does state that Local Splash has been an accredited business since December of 2004, right? Over 19 years as a corporation, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, okay? On the Better Business Bureau, I think there's 15 complaints total. Out of over 48,000 active clients, that's a tiny drop in the bucket, Mike.
That's fine, I understand that, but I don't right now want to move forward with it. You're telling me, hey, listen, we've already done work. We're not giving you $400 back. That's not fair to me. I mean, it hasn't even been 24 hours. You know, it's too much. You know, I just want my money back. You guys haven't done anything. I want my money back. That's all I'm saying. I want my money back. Yeah, you guys haven't done anything yet.
So when we fill an exclusive listing that becomes available, what we do right away is start the content creation and the trusted citations.
No, it takes months. You guys already told me it takes months. I don't want to go through that. I want my money back. Okay.
It takes 30 to 45 days to get on the first page, but it doesn't take months to start the submissions, right? And to start the programming.
That has to take place right away. Okay. What do I do? I want to cancel. Okay. I want to cancel and I want my money back. I don't want to go through this whole spill. I don't want to do all this. I just want my money back. Do I need to just call my bank? Is that what I need to do? Cancel the service now. Let's do that
you
on your
could,
end.
You could, but we submit card. The voice recording not, I, stating that it's non-refundable,
okay,
and then that
hey,
claim
I
gets
do,
denied.
I do not want my card charged again. Take me off. Do not charge my card again. You hear that? Okay?
Yeah, I can cancel the account. Yeah, I can cancel it. That's no problem. And then you won't ever get charged again. But can I make one suggestion, Mike, if I may?
No.
Only because Drowin's Cabinets and Millwork has a very weak internet presence, and obviously a program like this, you need it for your business, right?
You're not hearing me. I do not have the time to do this right now. I do not have the funds, and I do not have the time. You know, maybe it's something that I'll visit in the future, but if you guys are going to keep my money, it's not going to be with you guys. by any stretch of the imagination is it going to be with you guys. You just took $400 of my money. You know?
So it was $348, so about $50 shy of $400, right? But I do want to give you an option, if I may, and it sounds like you're set on canceling, which is fine. I'll do it because I want to make you happy, right? But the only suggestion that I have is I could possibly extend the next billing an additional 2 weeks for free. My objective in doing that is because of the 30 to 45 day time frame, that gives you 6 full weeks to get the business on the first page, get your phone ringing with new clients. Just because you paid anyway, you know, that way you can recoup some of that money that you've spent, right? And then hear me out, just hear me out. With that 2 weeks extended, you'd have till July 14th. And you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if come July 14th you still want to cancel, no problem. You just call us and we process the cancellation, you know, 6 weeks out.
No.
But that way at least you get some bang for your buck. You know what I mean?
No. I'm going to cancel. I'm going to go on the Better Business Bureau. I'm going to do a complaint that you guys kept my money and didn't do nothing for me. And then we'll go that route. I'll call the bank and I'll tell them exactly what happened that I called and canceled with you guys. You know, it's not, you're not going to put me at the top of the list just like the other ones. You guys keep telling me I'm going to go to the top of the list, but that's what it says on the Better Business Bureau. I'm not going to end up at the top of the list. Why am I all of a sudden going to be at the top of the list?
We have an A-plus rating because anyone that's written anything on the BBB has been resolved. So there isn't one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can say that we legitimately did not do what we promised. Do you think out of 48,000 active clients that if we weren't putting people on the first page of Google that we would have 15 complaints over 19 years?
Hey,
we would have thousands of complaints.
Listen, hold on a second, okay? I don't want to be rude to you, but listen, I want to cancel, okay? I've told you this a number of times. I want to cancel. It's not something I want to do, okay? So if you're not going to give the money back, then like I said, I'll just call the bank and then I'll go on the Better Business Bureau.
I will give the money back. I'm going to go to my director and I'm going to explain the situation and I'll get an override, okay? So what I'm going to do Mike, is I'll cancel the account. Yeah, no, I understand where you're, I understand your point.
I mean,
that way you leave with a good taste in your mouth.
I
get it.
Mentally, I can't take it on right now. I've got two little kids. I've got a lot going on, and you know, mentally, I can't take it right now. Mentally, I've got too much going on, and it's you know, I mean, I'm gonna have a freaking breakdown about this. I've got too much shit.
Don't. I understand.
And, you know,
don't have a breakdown. I have kids myself, so take care of those little ones. I'll process the cancellation now, and then you'll get an email in about 5 or 10 minutes as soon as I get the override to do the refund. That the refund is being processed.
Right.
So depending on your
bank.
It'll go in, 24 to 72 hours, depending on how the bank, but you'll have a confirmation of it in just a couple minutes when I get this approved, okay?
I appreciate that. You know, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm just not, I shouldn't agree to it. You know, I shouldn't agree to it. And I slept on it last night and I'm like, what are you doing? I can't take no more on right now. I just can't do it, you know?
Right. No, I understand. I definitely understand. So, like I said, I'll take care of it on this end. And if you need anything in the future, just feel free to give us a call. Okay.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. No problem, Mike. Have a good rest of your day. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.